Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We were just talking about this during the break, BT, where Bieber is going to go for the Blue Jays in Game 3. That's a one guy. Like, I got to give Schneider credit. I didn't think the Blue Jays were legit. I wasn't worried about them coming into the series. I've been proven wrong so far already in the two games. They've managed it well as well to have Yesavage pitch in Toronto and get that crowd behind him. It's a different animal. You have him pitch in Yankee Stadium, no doubt about it. And then having the veteran Bieber lined up to pitch Game 3 in the Bronx.
Well, these are the advantages that you have when you actually win the division. You get to dictate some things, and you know that's been an asset. But you know, Toronto just—I mean, I don't know that anybody fears the Yankees anymore. I think those days are fairly over, long gone. But I like Toronto. It doesn't even seem like Toronto respects them. They are very comfortable against the Yankees.
They're playing downhill. They're playing loose. They're having fun. They get just a bunch of gamers up and down that lineup. I am shocked, though, to this extent. And I will be even more shocked if the Yankees don't get off the mat here tomorrow night. And, like, the bats got to get going. That's where the Yankees become bullies, when they start to mash. Mm-hmm. Without that, then they're in trouble. You play behind the eight ball. You're down 4-0, 5-0 before you can blank. It's like, uh-oh, well, what are we going to do now? So I didn't think that Toronto – I knew Toronto had a better offense than the Red Sox. I did not think that their pitching was – like, Gausman, dude, he mowed the Yankees down. And then the bullpen as well. And Yesavage, I never even heard of before he goes in there. This guy looks like – he looked better than Schlittler did the other night. So, I mean, it's remarkable, the pitching that they've had so far. Bieber, obviously, we're familiar with. But even at this point in his career, is he still what he once was? No. I think the Yankees' bats, they have to carry them at least a game, and clearly they need to carry him to Game 5.
All right, let me ask you this. Yeah. So what if they don't? All right, so one of the things, and not everybody said this, but I certainly felt it, like it would have been absolutely, utterly unacceptable for the Yankees to lose to the Red Sox there.
Right.
Unacceptable. If they lose tomorrow night and they just go down with a whimper, how is that even different?
I think it might actually be worse, because now you got to see, you had hope, a team that has punked you. Like, what is going on here?
A longer series to establish less randomness.
Right. Like, if they lost to the Red Sox, a part of that could have been like, hey, that's the crapshoot of a wild card round. You're getting punked by the team that owned you all year in the regular season. If they lose tomorrow, man,
there's going to be some tough discussions, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's very different from losing to the Red Sox. You know, maybe worse, because there's more time, as I said, to establish yourself, whatever. And the Yankees' pitching matchups have been so in their advantage, at least. You know, I mean, Gausman's good. He's actually handled the Yankees fairly well. And, you know, Heel is not the same post-injury. He just doesn't have great command. But, you know, pitching advantage yesterday, pitching advantage tomorrow, pitching advantage game four, if there is one. And even on paper, you would say pitching advantage game five up in Toronto with Fried, but he's been spooked up there and they've rocked them. So I don't know.
I feel like if they got swept, it's like more like Sidney Sweeney maybe standing you up as opposed to going on a
few. You saw that. Yes, interesting pop culture reference there for Mike, right? I saw that. Yeah.
Ooh, BT and Sal, the fan. Let's get back to the phone tier. 888-808-1019, the number to call. John is calling from Danbury, Connecticut. What's up, John?
Hey, bud.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. I know I called about the Giants, but I'd love to get a comment in about the Yankees, too. I think, you know, I think yesterday with the Giants, it was a lot of the rookies' fault. I really liked what the offense was doing in the beginning, and actually moving the ball was actually a pleasant sight to see. But in my opinion, Shane Bowen is not the guy. I really hope that with the new talent that we have on the defensive line, that it is going to attract some better defensive coordinators to actually run some, you know, more consistent schemes against teams that are really not good. I mean, I felt like the defensive line really just was invisible yesterday. And as for the Yankees, I mean, I've never been more frustrated watching this team than I am now. And I think looking back on it, toward the end of the season, it was all smoke and mirrors. We were playing crappy teams, the bottom of the barrel. Yeah, built our confidence up, and we made this great run to, you know, tie the division and, you know, the tiebreaker and all this and that. But, it, like, this team is just not it, man. Like, you know, the bottom of the order has been abysmal. Volpe's been, you know, a little bit better.
Not yesterday.
I can't stand Jazz Chisholm's at bat. I can't stand looking at Wells. Those freaking breaking balls, these sliders, you knew it was coming. I'm yelling at the TV, here comes the breaking ball in the dirt. Swing the bat.
But what about Judge?
Sit him down.
You mentioned a bottom of the order. Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
Judge is just checking boxes at this point. He's hitting singles, and he's not doing the damage that he needs to.
I think
we're relying on
Grisham
to be the guy.
Grisham.
And I mean, Grisham has been
terrible.
I mean, it's been up and down. It is. And you look at this order, you know, you look at how, you know, the Red Sox and Toronto is structured.
Yeah.
They have guys that are actually batting above 250 and are actually getting the ball in play. And you can kind of see the strategy that the Yankees were taking early on with these pitchers where, hey, fastball comes, you got to take it early on. And unfortunately, you know, we just weren't getting the ball in play. But the minute you foul off that foul ball, you're screwed. Like, we're done. And that breaking ball comes and you're cooked.
But that's how they're built, John. And good stuff. Thank you for the call. That's the problem with the Yankees far too often. They are a bully offense that mash you to death in the regular season, and then when they face good pitching, they look like they've looked in the postseason so far. And it's like Grisham, nobody expects Grisham to be that good, but everybody was taking bows. Hey, Grisham, 30-plus home runs, what an incredible year he's had. Well, if you're hitting .150 in the postseason, not having your impact felt in front of Aaron Judge, then that's not any good. And even the guys behind him, whether it's Giancarlo Stanton, Jazz Chisholm, it's all the same thing. The Yankees offense. Like, if I asked you, BT, going into the postseason, what the biggest concern would be with the Yankees, your answer would be what?
Oh, God, the biggest concern with probably bullpen.
Right, me too, right? Has the bullpen been the primary culprit of why the Yankees have find themselves now in an 0-2 hole? To me, it is not like it's Max Fried, it's the starting pitching, and it's the offense. That's supposed to be their bread and butter. Max Fried's their $218 million ace. He put him in a hole yesterday. You can't do that. Unacceptable performance. And the offense is the Yankees' bread and butter. That's their strength. Like, their bullpen, even with Bednar and Williams, their bullpen's a weakness. That has not been the major culprit here. Obviously, it let the game get out of control, but that's not the reason why they've lost to me in this postseason.
I think it's been a little bit of everything, which is what really worries me. You know, you mentioned Grisham sitting .158 with Stanton sitting .150, Jazz hitting .188. And the bullpen has not, like, been this colossal nightly implosion here, but game one against the Red Sox, it was with Luke Weaver. I mean, I don't know how you try. Luke Weaver's been horrendous, you know. It's just
right, but
it's really a little
hit.
Bit of everything, quite frankly. It really is.
Well, it's not. It's not the defense. It's not on the base paths. It's not
beating
the
defense yesterday with Judge playing that into a triple.
Yeah, I know, but still, but the
keep
game,
the ball in front of you.
All understood. The game to me was out of control at that point.
What about the play down the line? And with I think Varsho hit that bullet to the right out of the reach of Ben Rice.
Yeah,
you think
he's a little slow getting it? I mean,
you think Goldschmidt knocks it down? You think an elite first baseman knocks it down? I don't know. I mean, was hit hard. I want to be fair. Maybe if you were positioned better, so maybe that's a coaching thing because you didn't have a lot of time to react. But yeah, championship teams keep that ball in the infield.
I'm just saying it's not to me like, yes, obviously Judge with the error was a bad one, but it's not like I'm watching this team saying, well, they can't field the grounders. They're not throwing them, you know, they're throwing balls in the dirt. They're not, you know, the pass balls, catcher's interference, those sloppy things, dropping easy fly balls. That is not the main culprit here. Max Fried, your $218 million ace getting hit is a big problem. Aaron Judge, everybody else really in the lineup, almost to a man, they have not hit the way that they did in the regular season. Those are the biggest issues, whereas my main concern coming in was the sloppiness that they've played for years and the bullpen, and those two things to me haven't been the main culprit.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when the Yankees bottomed out during the regular season, no, they don't look like that now, where Volpe couldn't make a throw and they hadn't secured third base yet with McMahon. They were a disaster defensively. So, no, you're right. I mean, the defense is probably the least of the issues right now. Fried got bamboozled again. You know, and listen, even though Judge is hitting a soft four, whatever, if the guys behind them did their job, we wouldn't focus on it as much.
Ben Rice does not look good. No. I got to be fair. I thought he was great. You know, I still believe he's their second best offensive player.
I still love him. He has not been that good.
He's been bad. I mean, that's what happens.
Stan's been worse.
And the difference with Stan is you expect him to be better because he's been proven before in the postseason. He's mm-hmm. a veteran. Like, mm-hmm. And if he's not hitting, then what is he doing for
him?
He's
doing nothing.
And the one time he does hit a double, he's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kipping it like it's a home run. Let's get a Jets call in here, BT. Mike is in Old Bridge. What's up, Mike?
Guys, thanks for taking my call. I just want to rant on the New York Jets, who are an absolute disgrace. If you could please just give me a moment.
Oh, yeah.
So here we go. So now, Brandon, awesome podcast, Unkillable. All right, and that was pretty wild just watching that game yesterday. One of the things that I realized with the Jets is that if we gave Aaron Glenn, let's say, 2 or 3 victories this season, let's just say.
Okay.
So if we get three victories, we'd be looking at a 3-14 season. Now, next season, if they draft a rookie quarterback, which for all intents and purposes, they're going to have to do that. Fields holds the ball too long,
yep,
regardless of his athleticism. So now, next year, what would be the barometer? Realistically, you'd be back to square one, what you guys were saying earlier this season when Sal said maybe something like that.
Uh-huh.
So now you'd add 3 wins this year,
yep,
another 5 wins maybe next year, and you can imagine what that record would look like.
Yep.
That would be a really losing record. Now, I understand people are going to reference Jimmy Johnson and some of these great coaches that started
off
poorly.
Even Parcells with the Giants early.
And that's fair.
Yep.
And that's a fair point.
Okay.
But here's the thing. The game has greatly that a couple of years ago, the Commanders had the 2nd overall pick, okay? And they took Jaden Daniels, and basically the next season they were in the NFC Championship game. The modern NFL game, okay, the Jets need to think modern football. So they basically continue to hire these first-time head coaches.
That's why they're idiots.
So Salah had the team playing slightly better than we've seen with Aaron Glenn. But here's the issue with Glenn that really, really worries me. He came in, and I really believed everything he was saying. And I'm going to still give him the benefit of the doubt because I really believe he's a quality human being, and he's a great leader of
men.
Just like Sal had mentioned.
But?
So I just want to say this last thing. But here's the deal. He's starting to look like all the other coaches at the podium, deflated, defeated. Even he's out of answers. Yesterday, that tough demeanor after the game and the post game, that was not there. That tough guy stuff is almost gone.
Yep.
And in my personal opinion, the Jets need one thing. They need a franchise quarterback, but besides having a franchise quarterback, They need to really look closely at every single person in this organization. Because if this team does not win a game this year, or they win one game and they actually get that first pick over the Titans or over the Saints or over the Browns, do you really think, as a longtime fan like you are, just like I am, do you really think, and all these other Jets fans think, do you want Muji and Glenn making that pick? Because if you make that pick and he becomes a Zach Wilson-type quarterback, you would truly, you think 15, you think 15 straight years without the playoffs is bad? This would set the franchise back many years. And one other point I want to make.
We got to let you go, Mike, and thank you for the call. We appreciate the passion here.
Yeah,
but
that
was
a good call.
Yeah, I mean, we'll let you go on for 5 minutes
there.
That was
there, a long one.
Had to cut it off at some point. Go ahead. You want to take that?
I was just going to say, Mike, I do see a path here or lane where 15 years could become 25 years. What if the Jets aren't in the playoffs? Like, I know it sounds inconceivable. Now, like, maybe the one advantage here is, like, even if the Jets finish second overall and say the Titans are first, they just drafted Cam Ward, so you wouldn't think that the Titans would pick a quarterback, but they would be open for business, so maybe the Browns or somebody else jumps in front of them. Dude, I don't know what to think anymore, except, honestly, that the Jets are idiots. That's where I'm at. They're just losers top to bottom.
The thought about drafting a quarterback first overall and bringing him into this is frightening. That's not the recipe. And I think the biggest thing that our last caller said was that Glenn, and I agree with this, has not looked the way that he did prior to week one, after week one. Since then, it's been chipped away to where he's almost...
He's a different person. It's a different presentation in 1 month.
And that's the problem. The vicious Jets cycle has eaten people up and chewed them up, spit them out. All the time. Quarterbacks, head coach, all the time. Like, how many times do we need to see the same bleeping thing before we realize that it's an infrastructure problem and maybe that the media fans, like, doesn't help? I'm not saying that fans need to change whether they are, because they don't. It is what it is. But clearly there is a problem there. By the way, Washington turned when they had a new owner.
Yeah.
That's a big thing, too. Now, I'm not saying sell the team like we
could
say.
Oh, I'd love to.
I know, but...
He's awful.
All I'm saying is they keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. It's why I was begging to hire an experienced head coach. But Glenn, no, I really believe Glenn at least has the right mentality. He's a guy that's worked his ass off.
Yep.
He was a player in this league that had success, a good player, worked his way up as a good, very good, if not great assistant coach. He wanted this opportunity, and I don't even think he knew the overhaul and the undertaking that is at hand here. And already 5 weeks in, and it was like this 2 weeks in, it was like, this team's awful, he sucks, and now everybody's doubting him. It's hard to maintain that confidence when you're not having the results in at least some way to back that up.
I'm pretty confident saying it's not him, it's them. They're idiots.
Right, but then...
they don't know how to run a team. Woody is lost. The Jets' upper management and upper structure is pathetic, and it always has been. I mean, anytime they stumble upon success, it's basically because they stumbled upon success, not because the infrastructure was right. They're the worst, most pathetic franchise in sports, period. That's it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.